Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
The theme song. Awila Makosi.
Yes.
Because of the small Maporisa King Ta Busiswa. And then you kicked it off with India RE video. Hey, you will not hear the end of it from us. It's going to be a long year. It's going to be a long, long year.
Well, it's
year.
Been a decade in the making. It makes sense.
100%.
My guys are choosing to my love.
Kaiser Chiefs. I just wanted to say,
Kosi for life, love and peace. I hali Chiefs, Chiefs ya nanabula, Chiefs ya bakabuli, Chiefs in a swim.
Our glory, and we reclaim it to the worst enemy. I'm so delighted and so happy about this achievement because we reclaim our glory and we reclaim it from our worst enemy.
I know, konaba fana basebenzi. Yobanga stand ukuluma kanti aya stand ukuluma. Singabantu bokholo nokthula. Kahle kahle sicela iGermany, sicela iGermany. Ngoba angazi maybe Real Madrid or maybe Barcelona here. I don't know, but can we have some competition, please? Can we please have some competition? Because what's... Come on, man. Give us a game, people.
Can you have security as well, please? Hey, we are unsafe.
Let's go safe.
The afternoon show, Oakland Noskumba, the Pirates Yota, Soji.
Did you hear what Humutha was doing?
What is she doing?
She was playing clips from legends and current players. Like, it was, she was having the time of her life yesterday.
We need protection. So,
we're not safe, man.
Let me describe what's going on in the studio right now. It sees the world. We have got the actual cup in the studio.
Yep.
Right? We've got Kaiser Chiefs in the studio. We've got Jessica Mdawong in the studio. We've got Kaiser Chiefs Jr. Kaiser Mdawong Jr. in the studio.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of good energy.
And Kaiser Chiefs Donuts.
Yay.
I've never seen Kaiser Chiefs Donuts.
Shout out to Donuts.
Yeah.
Ideas.
Hey, you're giving
merchandising ideas.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually.
But on a serious note, welcome. And while we're speaking about merchandising, right, maybe I'll just start with you, Jess. This is a team that, for me, I've always supported since I was young. Before I even knew anything about football. Not that I know much about football now. Mm. But I just knew that the team was cool, right?
Yeah.
The players were cool. And it's very resilient in that even if you go for 10 years without a cup, the support will still be there.
Yeah.
And then people just get reinvigorated when we do win something. Like, I'm sure you guys saw the support in KZN. Super overwhelming.
Not just in KZN, I think in the whole country. Someone said, does the whole country support Kaiser Chiefs? I think so. You know, absolutely amazing. Wonderful to see the love for the brand, the loyalty to the brand. So yes, a big thank you to our supporters, always there for us, even in hard times.
Yeah. No, definitely. So now, Kaiser,
yes.
This is more than being a sport. It's obviously a business, right?
Yeah.
A family business.
Yeah.
You've been a footballer.
Yeah.
You played for the team, and also you hang out with your dad a lot. And the one thing that you mention, and you also notice when you hang out with the old man, is how astute of a business person he is, right?
True. True.
So I'll give you one example. Buying Naturena, for example, right? Which is something that required a visionary, because that's really estate development.
Of course.
Exactly.
It's very, very far from the field of football, excuse the pun.
Yeah.
So how much of that have you been drawing from the old man so that should the time come, you are able to make such decisions?
To be fair, as much as we can, I think same goes for Jess. First and foremost, thanks, guys, for inviting us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love your show.
Thank you very much.
Really love your energy, and it's a big honor to be here. It's my first time, so you know I'm very excited.
Oh, welcome to Kaya.
Thank you. I think we're very honored and privileged to be in the space that we're in, and to be in the space with Dr. Mdawong. I think if you don't learn or you don't you're not a sponge around an icon and a leader like him, then something's wrong for sure. But you mentioned that, you mentioned business, and I think to put it in a different way, I think Dadam Tawang, he's in the business of people. So one thing that he's always reminded us about is how important people are. And I think that's why Jess can speak about the fans everywhere and the love and the connection they have, because people can't explain it, you know. But he's always reminding us that yes, it's sport, yes, but it's always bigger than that there. You know? So whether it's having the vision to come to the south of Johannesburg, where there was nothing, farmland, a black man couldn't own a piece of land at that time. Even the village itself was put into, I think it was a
trust.
Another gentleman's name.
Nominee because
yeah, because
couldn't buy it
as a black person. And for him to say, okay, fine, I'm here with some reeds and bushes and just, you know, a farm property, but I see something else. He is a visionary, you know. He's a visionary, and I think, you see it with when you see all those students and all the universities and everyone in the streets celebrating with that passion. It tells you that it's more than just business, you know. Brake is there's something else that he's blessed this country with, and I think this nation as a whole is very, very lucky to have a person like him around.
And bear in mind, he was 24 when he started this team. He was young, you know, to be able to take on something like that. And we talk about the merchandising and all of that. It started way back with him, you know. And I think his work in the U.S. as well really influenced him to say, come back and do something that hasn't been done before. In fact, when Andrew Young, who was a former mayor of Atlanta and ambassador to the U.S., came to South Africa, he said, we couldn't understand why this young man didn't want to renew his deal. He was going to get millions of dollars at that time. That's in the 60s, 70s, and he came to the village and he said, we understand. He said, I want to do something big. I want to do something for my country. And look at what he's done.
Bringing things back to the football, I mean, this is 10 years in the making. When you brought in Coach Nabi and his entire technical team, the one thing that was made clear was that this is a project. And we're now getting to a point where we're sort of seeing that project coming about. Is this what you had envisioned?
Definitely. I mean, even 3 years back, before, I mean, we took a concerted effort to try and restructure our squad. So we knew that having a younger squad, you would find a little bit of challenges, because at a big club like Chiefs, the younger players aren't always granted minutes like other teams, you know, because, like, you know, success is demanded every season. So it's hard for them to progress to that next level. But we took that effort to reduce the average age. I mean, we went back, formulated different structures in the academy, and I think before I touch on the first team, you can see that from the DDC level for them, after also, I mean, in the anniversary of,
and congratulations
10 years,
on that.
It's a massive feat, but also congrats to all the academy staff that, you know, really do a lot of work behind the scenes that people don't see, a lot of sacrifices. And you look at them having under 20, we've got 5 players now, an under 20 squad that just qualified now for the World Cup. Under 17, we've got 5 players who've qualified for the under 17 World Cup. Coach Vela also being the national coach there. And DDC winning in the 10th anniversary of the competition. Then we fast forward to the crop of players coming through from the youth ranks who play such a major part in bringing history to this club. On top of that, obviously, we knew that, you know, the continent is of paramount importance for this team and for the people of the Golden Nation, Black Nation. So that was part of the decision making, and saying, listen, Coach Nabi and the tech team, the team needs a big response. You know, we know what the season we had last year, and we said, you know, we know the star on the jersey, being in the continent, taking things to the next level is what everyone needs to align with to achieve. We need to get a technical team that has that experience, that has the grit, the tactical knowledge to be able to, you know, impart that knowledge to the guys. So it was definitely part of the main reasons also why we went through what we did. It's unprecedented. We've never ever had a fully foreign technical staff. As Kaizer Chiefs, we've always had a different structure. We know it came with a lot of investment, but it was definitely targeted. And something that now we look back. I mean, winning the NetBank Cup puts you into that Confederations Cup spot. It's in line with what we want to do. We've given ourselves a 5-year plan of what we want to do and how we want to get back to the Champions League. So that was the thing, the thought process behind that.
We were joking about it, and people will be very upset with me if I don't ask. You are talking about Coach Nabi and his technical team.
That's right. We're gonna go to traffic, because now there's gonna be lots of traffic. But also, if you want to give us a shout, if you got any questions, 086-00-00959. The whole hour, Kaizer Chiefs in the house.
We're taking questions.
And we've got Boitumelo from Little Falls. Boitumelo, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
We are well, thank you.
Yeah, no.
They are all here.
This one is on Tate Motaung.
Yes.
We say congratulations to you, Banaba Motaung. And on behalf of Leano, because his dad, Joy Rabutako, who is in heaven, almost prayed for Kaiser Chiefs and for my grandmother, we say congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
I don't mean the yellow drinks for the whole of this week. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Not just the week, the whole year, like I've been saying. Okay.
It's allowed.
Yeah. Now, we need to get to business news quickly, right? But before we went on traffic and the break, Mpo asked you a question. Yeah.
Yes. Mm.
And this question emanates from an article that came out over the weekend, Sunday Times even. Mm. You also kind of alluded to it. And we're getting a lot of tweets. People want to know, is the coach going to stay? You spoke of a 5-year plan. It's only been 3 out of those. So think about that a while longer, because when we get back, we're going to need an answer, please.
Yeah.
We're having fun today. Even playing Saul's song.
Yeah, man. After 10 years of the kawang.
It's a family affair for real.
Yeah.
Hey, nepotism through and through.
Let's go.
This is the world. You're on the streets, you're on the air, we everywhere. If you just joined us, we have got Kaiser Chiefs in studio. We have got the Nedbank Cup in studio.
Yeah.
And you can ask us any question you'd like. We've got Nati from Tembisa. Nati, how's it going?
I'm good. And you, Steve, how are you?
We are well. Thank you very much.
I'd like to say congratulations to Kaiser Chiefs. I'm a Kaiser Chiefs fan since I was born in 1985, to supporting Kaiser Chiefs.
Thank you.
Nice,
and the message I have for the Mutong family is that we as supporters, I'm speaking on behalf of all Kaiser Chiefs supporters. Mm. We understand the assignment, we understand the process, and please, please, guys, keep Nabi for at least another 2 seasons.
Mm.
Because we as fans understand the process, understand the assignment, and we're behind Kaiser Chiefs through and through. Mm. And the boys made us very, very happy. Even for the whole year, as you said, we are celebrating the win, and we're beating our biggest rivals in the cup again. Wow.
Yeah, special.
We need to have a parade, in fact. We need a parade.
Oh, yeah.
We do. We need a parade. Eh?
For sure.
And I would like to say thank you, Chess. Thank you, Mr. Mutawung. Just you, please keep Nabi, guys, because that guy, the ball that we are playing now, is phenomenal. And like, the guy understands the Kaiser Chiefs way, and the football that Kaiser Chiefs plays now is the football that I've been watching for all the years. So I'd like to say congratulations to Kaiser Chiefs fan, congratulations to myself, congratulations to the Mutawu, congratulations to Mr. Nagy.
Congratulations,
and
Manati.
I'm saying, yeah, we're champions.
Congratulations, Nati. Thank you very much for that, Nati. Okay, Mr. Mutawu Jr.
Yes,
so tell us, what is going on with the coach? As you can hear, the fans are excited, but they're waiting with bated breath because the rumor did start circulating.
Yeah. Coach has got a contract. The coach is with us. We've just won an amazing historic victory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we've been working tremendously well with the coach in terms of the plan from set up from the start of the season. We targeted the 2 transfer windows we wanted to use this year. We did. We brought in 10 players.
Mm.
We've lifted a trophy. We're back in Confed Cup. So, you know, for me and everyone in the club, we are very aligned. We know the direction we're taking. So the coach is Coach Nabi. He's with us.
Okay.
And I think what's important to understand, guys, is like any season, you sit down, you reflect. We're still going to review. We're going to look at what worked, what didn't work. We know that in the league, there's a lot of work to be done.
Mm.
There's been a bit of inconsistency. But the coach is here, and I think we need to focus. There's still a job for him to do. You know, he's still got an assignment to finish.
And also, to be honest, I mean, right now, for all of us right now, we've got 2 very important games. Mm. I mean, we're going to celebrate. Yes, we're in the moment right now, but we had a very, very important game against Kahuna this weekend.
Yeah.
Mm. A massive one next weekend, because we need to finish in the top 8. You know, we don't want to be sitting having top 8 conversations. That's also not what we want to do. You know, we want to, you know, competing for Champions League spaces. But right now, two very big games coming up.
That was going to be my next question. You've won the trophy, but if you don't finish in the top eight, would you see that as a failed season?
Well, look, I mean, obviously, we want to be able to compete for everything. Mm. But we want to compete in the top eight. I mean, that's four games in the start of the season. You want to be in the carling. You want to defend our Nedbank Championship next year. And we want to go as far as we can in Confed. Take that title if you can. I mean, we want to, you know, get league honors next year. We want to be in Champions League. You have to aim. This is a big club, and we have to then look back and invest in the right things to be able to achieve that. But of course, if you don't make top eight next season, I don't think anybody, any caller, any Corsi faithful will be happy. You know, we want to be able to compete for everything next year.
Okay, before I walk out of the studio, it would be remiss of me to walk out and just been a journalist and not being a football person. Congratulations on DDC winning that. Congratulations on walking away as champions of the Nedbank Cup.
Finally, we get congratulations.
Journalist first.
They've been waiting.
Journalist first. Oh. So I have to say congratulations. Yeah. Job well done.
No. Thank you. It really goes to all the academy staff, the tech staff, and the chairman, because of all the patience he's had with everyone. I mean, he's the one person who's had the most patience, invested the most, and I think this definitely is dedicated to him, because also for him, this club also built on, people understand, it's built also on youth projects and the youth, because if you asked any of us in this room about many of our legends that we loved growing up, Doctor, everyone, Ace, Jabu, they all had their debuts as teenagers.
Yeah.
You know, and impacting the nation. So he's always been, he always understood the importance of youth, community. It's for him.
And I can tell you why we got that answer on Nabi. Mm. It's because he knew that if he comes here with big English, it's not going to work with him.
We're going to challenge it. You can't dribble us with the English. Yeah.
But we do. I do have to ask this question. Yeah. And just, we speak about business of football a lot, right? Quite often, people may not understand the impact that is required in terms of support staff. And also how much that will actually draw down in the resources of a club.
Yeah.
We look at the players, some of the best players, some of the best paid players, for example, in the country will play for your team, etc. So on, we know what they earn. Mm. But you forget that there's actually hundreds of other people that also need to earn a salary at the end of the month, for right? Sure. So the money in football, how important is that, would you say?
No, it's very important. I mean, it's a big engine. If you look at how many of our staff, and this was something we did, we had a bus full of staff that went down. I think we had about 60 staff that went down.
Academy.
And that wasn't all our staff. To make this happen, you have a very, very big team. You know, if I look at my marketing team, how it's expanded over the years is incredible. And it's still not enough, you know. So definitely the business of football is very important. Hence, we've taken a very strong view around building licensing. And not only being dependent on sponsorship and looking at different models, making sure that we build businesses. I mean, we've had an insurance business. I'm excited to say we'll be launching a new insurance business. We had a partnership for many years. We'll be launching a new insurance business. We've got KC Mobile that generates revenue. So you have to create other things that give you annuity income to be able to invest. Like I've said in the past, we may not have mines, but we have a brand. And if we can leverage that brand, we've seen what happens in internationally, looked at the US models. If you leverage your brand well, and then we're very fortunate to have a support base that really believes in us and really invests in us. I mean, we just launched a heritage range with Old School that sold out. I mean, I think we're outselling the box right now, you know. So we really work hard to make sure that the business model is aligned with the football model, because at the end of the day, we have to make sure we reinvest in the team. And we make sure that the coach, like you see now, has all the resources. We've given him his technical team. We've given him the players. And to do that, we have to have the capital.
Kaiser, speak to me about the pressure that comes with having a family name that will sometimes precede you, right? You know all about that. So when things are going well, everybody's your friend. Yeah. When things are not going well,
So you can imagine the last 10 years of my life.
And it's worse for him. It's not just a family name. It's a father's name.
You can imagine. No, but to be fair, I mean, at the end of the day, when people, then the callers voice their opinion and say what they're saying, they're more than warranted to, because they understand what this team is about. You know, you have to respect that there, because they, not one person, even the chairman's always telling us, not one person is going to have the right to tell you what Kaiser Chiefs is, because Kaiser Chiefs is made by the people. Mm-hmm. And everyone has a brick that they put into it, you know. So from a very young age, he's always made us understand that it's not about us, and the responsibility is much bigger. At the same time, it is a privilege and an honor, but you're only going to be judged by your results, and this team is judged by success. So whether it's myself, Jess, Bobby, anybody, Gemiso, anybody around the club that has a family name, you are going to be judged on your work.
But I think they also need to understand how hard it is for us. It's a big responsibility. It's a big legacy. But then also must know the commitment. We've put our lives into this. You know, it's not a joke. We've put our lives into this, and we love this team. We love the supporters, and we will continue to do our best.
Speaking of success, you guys have built such a huge brand. One could even assume that even when the team is not playing well, you know, the bottom line is not affected. How much does the on-the-field performance affect the bottom line in the business part of things?
I must say we were fortunate, and we have been for many years, that the bottom line hasn't been affected that much.
Wow.
Because our supporters are so passionate and loyal. You know, I can't sit here and say we've had sponsors not want to come to us. You know, sponsors have come to us, and we've gone to sponsors, and they've agreed to partner with us. So we're very fortunate about that. But it has been challenging, because you want the team to win.
Nope. Yeah,
as much as, you know, you know this, we're a successful brand. Winning is the best marketing.
That's it.
That's important for us. You know?
So you need to win, yeah. And you need to win in a particular way, and that's just how it is, you know. Because you can go on for, you know, we know people love the team and stuff, but we have to make sure that we deliver the results. And you know, another team can win and play a certain type of football, and you know, people won't even bat an eyelid. But people connect to this team for a reason, you know, and that's what they look for in us, in the players, in the identity. So that's what makes it also special. Otherwise, any team can just win and have following everywhere and have university students running around. There's something special that's there.
There is. And commercially, I must say, we give return to our partners. We look after our partners. We just don't ride off our success. We work very closely with our partners to make sure that their businesses are successful.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for joining us. That's unfortunately where we need to leave it.
Oh, man.
Fundo, we're a bit late for news, but I'm sure you understand.
Sorry, fully understand.
You felt the energy live in case
right?
Yourself. So.
And my black and white.
I'm worried
it's
about
in
that.
No way a reflection.
I was about to say.
I was on leave because
this
you're
one,
celebrating
this one.
So much. I got to say.
She's a Cossie.
No, I'm a Cossie. Okay. Completely. I'm so hurt.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.